Vasectomies result in more sex more often, by Michael Tavalacki, M.A. A common misconception about vasectomies is that they can reduce the male libido, could result in erectile dysfunction, and could impact future sexual potency. As a result, couples may choose other forms of contraception over a vasectomy, despite the high success and satisfaction rates. In a study published in August 2015 from the Department of Urology at Stanford University School of Medicine, researchers explored the relationship between vasectomy and sexual frequency. The researchers surveyed the average sexual frequency over a 4-week period reported by a group of men with and without a vasectomy, and a group of women whose partners received a vasectomy and those who did not. The findings from this study showed that men who received the operation averaged sexual intercourse 5.9 times per month, and men without averaged 4.9 times per month. Similarly, women with partners who received a vasectomy reported average sexual intercourse 6.3 times per month compared to 6.0 times without. Also, men who received the operation were found to be 81% more likely to have intercourse at least once per week, and women with partners who received a vasectomy were 46% more likely to have intercourse at least once per week. It was mentioned in the study that most post-vasectomy erectile dysfunction is attributed to psychological factors and not physiologic ones. Other factors could also be at play, such as the diminished risk of an unwanted pregnancy, or the ability for the female partner to discontinue oral contraceptives, which have been attributed to a reduced female libido. These findings are substantial and disprove a lot of common misconceptions about vasectomies, most notably the impact on intercourse and frequency. If you're considering a vasectomy and would like to learn more about the no-needle, no-scalpel vasectomy performed exclusively in this area by Dr. Michael Werner, contact us for a free phone consultation by calling us at 646-380-2600.